Oh, hey there. Can we please talk about UFC Vegas 55? Took place at the weekend with Holly Holm taking on Caitlin Vieira in the main event. So, obviously, I placed some absolutely terrible bets, as I always do. I went through the card, gave my breakdowns. We'll have a quick recap, see what went right, what went wrong, see who's fighting who next. What some possible matchups for the winners and for the losers. Also taking a quick peek at the news. Not much in there apart from DM Gate 2 and certain people hopefully running for president like when they're over 35. But yeah, so let's have a quick look at the Burt Locker episode 118. So yeah, as I said, UFC Vegas 55 took place at the weekend. Chidi Ndrukani, now he took on Dusko Todorovic, 185 pounds. Now this one was not disappointing for me. I did say Ndrukani was very likely to win this one by knockout. The odds weren't spectacular, but you were getting, you know, about kind of 3 and a bit to 1 on that. So it wasn't a terrible bet. And yeah, it was just a spectacular knockout. If you haven't had a chance to see that fight, Ndrukani versus Todorovic, just go back and watch that fight. It doesn't take too long and it is very worth watching. Tell you what, next matchup for Ndrukani, I think you need to look at Bruno Silva, because Bruno Silva, he fought Alex Pereira last, and Bruno Silva is just, he's a savage like knockout artist. He really is. Obviously, he lost the decision to Alex Pereira, but considering how good of a kickboxer Alex Pereira is, the fact it went to a decision, it was quite a close fight as well. It wasn't like all that one-sided. So Bruno Silva, I still think, despite his loss to Alex Pereira, he's still very much one to keep an eye on. And that style, I think his style matches up very well with Ndrukani. Make that matchup happen. Put it together. Anyway, Jelton Almeida, or Jelton, I don't know how to say his first name. He took on Parker Porter. Well, you know what? That was pretty much as expected. Once again, I did the whole thing. I identified the correct bet to make. I did say the most likely outcome is going to be the submission for Almeida. But the odds were too short for me. Like, you're getting even money on predicting the method, which is just absolutely outrageous. So I rolled the dice on the TKO, because obviously Almeida's previous fight before that was a TKO. But this one wasn't. It was exactly as we thought. He went in there, submitted him in the first round. Now, the real question here is, does it, like, matchup-wise for Almeida, does he stay at heavyweight or is he going back to light heavyweight? Because, you know, I mean, I don't know if Parker Porter, with respect, is the litmus test for a quality heavyweight. I think he's big and he's strong and he's tough. But outside of that, somebody with the ability of Almeida, he was always going to cut through Parker Porter, really. And it'll be interesting to see if he goes back to light heavyweight or if he tries to keep at heavyweight. Shout out to Chase Hooper. He was back at the weekend. He was very good, actually. He looked pretty good. Ponzinibbio versus Pereira. Now, this was an excellent fight. It was one that I was really looking forward to. And it was a fun contest, right? It went to a decision, right? Now, this is a perfect example of a decision that was an exciting fight. Because I get people talking shit at me all the time. It's like, oh, like that, Thiago Santos. Can't remember, Thiago Santos versus Ankalaev. That was a boring-ass fight, right? Technical, don't care. It was a boring ass fight. And people kept it, like, I've got a lot of shit for that because I stand by it. I'm here to be entertained, right? MMA is entertainment first. That is just, it's a fact, right? So people were saying, oh, well, you're one of those people that just needs a spectacular knockout in each fight. Not true. Not true at all. Take a look at this fight as an example, right? Went to a decision. It was still a fun fight. You know what? Because they were at least trying to fight. So, Joe, that's what I mean. I don't need it to. There are plenty of fights that go to a decision that are fantastic fights, but I will not say a fight is exciting when it isn't. I will not say that a fight is entertaining when it isn't. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to lie to myself, right? Do you know what I mean? Anyone that sits there and goes, oh, yeah, I really like those really kind of slow-paced fights where nobody really attacks each other. Do you know what I mean? Go and watch Paint Dry then. dickhead. Anyway, it was an extremely close fight. I had no issue with the judge's decision. It could have gone either way, honestly. Much like the main event, Holly Holm versus Ketlin Vieira. Now, this was an example of a shit fight. It wasn't a good fight. It just wasn't. Like, it was mostly Holly, like, just dictating where the fight was taking place and getting control time, but not doing a lot with that control time, in all honesty. There wasn't really too much in the way of action. Not really. Like, there were flurries here and there. It wasn't quite Rose Namajunas versus Carla Esparza, but it wasn't like exactly lighting the world on fire. And you know what? It was okay. It was an okay fight. I was slightly surprised with the decision, but not surprised enough for the people to come out going, oh, it was a robbery. People need to stop using that term, all right? It was a close fight. And the problem is, because of the way the fight went, it wasn't cut and clear cut, really. You know, people calling that a robbery, it wasn't a robbery, do you know what I mean? I was surprised, maybe, a little bit by the result, but not hugely. Not enough to care, honestly. Certainly not enough to go to social media going, oh, the judges are all so shit. It's like, not really. There wasn't a huge amount to judge in that fight. Do you know what I mean? Give the judges something to judge. Do you know what I mean? The judges don't always get it wrong. Do you know what I mean? It's very easy to fucking sit there and cry. Like, I wouldn't have wanted to judge that fight, honestly, because there wasn't really enough definitively to judge. And you've got to bear in mind, the judges don't... Look, you know all those stats that they throw up? I don't know why they throw those up. The judges don't have those stats. The judges don't have them. So you've got to judge the fight on how you physically see it. Like, and, you know, they saw it as Vieira was the more effective striker. That's what they saw. They thought she was... That there was more danger when she was attacking than when Holly Holm was attacking. And in that kind of sense, I kind of see it. You know, and there was... Whenever Holly threw, she didn't really present any danger. Whereas when Vieira threw, you know, there was slightly more danger. But obviously the control time went to Holly Holm, but it all just depends on what we're judging, doesn't it? Either way, not a robbery. But Vieira now wants to wait for the winner of Nunes versus Pena. And she should probably get a title shot now. She's just dispatched of two ex-champions in a row. So I don't know if sitting out that time, all that time is... wise, but we'll see, won't we? I just wanted to say thank you for all of you that have watched this. If you could possibly hit the like button, that'd be massively appreciated. I think, like, I looked at my stats the other day, I think something ridiculous like 75% of viewers are not actually subscribed. So please hit the subscribe button, hit the bell notification, get two episodes a week. And if you want to go and support me on the Patreon, that'd be much appreciated as well. It's just another good avenue to try and support the show if you would like to do that. You do get early access to all the fight picks and you get exclusive content there as well. If you enjoy the content, tell somebody, you know, I want to grow this thing. So just, I can't do that without you guys. But thank you for all your support thus far. Also comment. Leave something in the comments. Call me a dickhead. Don't care. Just, it helps the algorithm. Just throw something in there. Anything, for God's sake. Right. So let's have a look at the news. So the main thing in the news, it actually stems from the co-main event at the weekend. Apparently, Michel Pereira said that he wants to fight Jorge Masvidal because he reckons that he's been sliding into his DM's wife. Well, Michel, that one backfired, didn't it? That one backfired real nice because Masvidal has since come out and shown evidence that actually your wife slid into his DMs and all he did was respond with that thank you emoji, that emoji. She wished him luck in his fight. He responded with this. He doesn't even follow her. They're not friends. So, yeah, it's Michelle. Come on. Come on, man. Masvidal rightly came out and said, I think he's trying to manufacture a storyline where there isn't one. And, it looks like he might be. And fair play to him if that's what he's doing. At the end of the day, he's trying to get some... they're all prize fighters. Like, fights with a storyline tend to sell more. As I said, people care about the narrative like as much as, if not more than, the sport itself. It's why people generally, attendance at friendlies are generally quite low, because there is no, like, there are no stakes, there's no story, there's no narrative. People enjoy stories, they always have done, and sport is just a good vehicle for stories to unfold, and it's, and that's why the more exciting sports tend to get the bigger views, where people can get behind a fighter. That's something that the UFC has done very well. They put a lot of money and emphasis into the programming for people to get to know the fighters. Once you know the fighters, you have someone to root for, you are emotionally invested, and you will pay to watch those pay-per-views. It's yeah, so the other thing in the news is that Jake Paul is apparently taking a break from his beef with Dana White to run for president. At least not now. He said when he's like 35 or something, he's going to run for president. Look, it's all bollocks. I've seen actual like places reporting this. I'm like, guys, right? It was reported in The Sun, for God's sake. You know, if it's in The Sun, it's got to be true. Also, look at what he actually said. He said that he was going to flip a coin between him and his brother to see who's the president and who's the vice president. It's all absolute bollocks. But it did get me thinking. One person I would like to see run for president is Barstool Sports' very own Big Cat. This guy here. Tell me that isn't presidential, right? Big Cat for president, 2024. He's got my vote. I don't even have a vote, but I'll tell you one thing. He knows the national anthem and he can belt it out like nobody else on this planet. Just go on YouTube, Big Cat, Barstool Sports, Big Cat, singing the national anthem. You're welcome, right? Thank me later. Thank me in the comments. Help my algorithm. Anyway, I've only got one troll of the week this week, but because it's seemed pretty thin on the ground. It's really good, though. It is really, it did have me laughing. It's this one just up here. So, you've got a picture of Vince McMahon looking mad as all hell, right? And it's Israel Adesanya when Palestine Adesanya walks in. See, it's political. It's got Vince McMahon in there, done by Couch Killers. Shout out Couch Killers. That is funny as fuck. I love that. I scrolled through a feed and I saw that. I was like, that is brilliant. Do you know what I mean? It makes light of a horrible, tragic kind of conflict that's going on. It's got all the elements. Love that shit. So that's all I've got time for this week. I think this week we actually have a break from events, if I'm not mistaken. Let me just double check that. Upcoming events. So up next is June 4th. Yeah, so we've got a break this weekend. So, no, it's going to be the next time we see the UFC in action, Alexander Volkov against Jarzino Oysenstroik. That is going to be a fun one. That's going to be a really fun. That's going to be worth having a week's break for, just to get ourselves prepped, just get ourselves prepared. Until next time, guys, keep those odds long and those bets terrible.